Tonight, I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. I give honor to the eminent pastor of this great church, Dr. Paulus, my friend and brother in Christ Jesus, to all of the officers, members, and friends of this great church, to all of my brothers and sisters in Christ, ladies and gentlemen. It's just good to be back in the house of the Lord one more time. As I like to say, this is the most wonderful time of the year. So I greet you tonight in the joy that comes only by knowing Jesus Christ. Amen. So tonight, we are here to talk about one who's the only one worth talking about in the church or in the whole wide world, and that's Jesus Christ. May I invite your attention to the book of Galatians, chapter 4 and verse 4. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. When the fullness of time was come means when time was right on God's clock. When the fullness of time was come means when time was right according to God's calendar. The seed of the woman had been promised in Genesis 3:15, but the time was not right at that particular time when the prophecy went forth. In the book of Numbers, we see another prophecy. I shall see him, but not now. I shall behold him, but not nigh. There was a waiting period because the time was not right at that time. According to Matthew's gospel, it took 42 generations for Christ to get here. And I can imagine some of the old saints were singing, "Come thou long expected Jesus." Amen. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Come thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free. From our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing heart. When the time was right, God sent forth his Son, and they called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. When Adam fell in the garden, the whole human race fell also. So all of us were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. The scripture says we were transgressors from the womb. We were separated from God. with no way back to him. Therefore, God sent his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Because we fell as a result of Adam's fall, we found ourselves on the junk pile of life. But God doesn't make junk. Therefore, he didn't leave us there. He caused a star to come out of Jacob and a scepter to rise out of Israel. When you look at Matthew 2:2, wise men came from the east asking the question, where is he that is born King of the Jews? We have seen his star in the east, and there's the star, and we've come to worship him. Christmas is a time of worshiping Christ. I believe in the festivities, I believe in gift giving, but we need to keep it in perspective. These high-powered merchants today on television will have you to believe that you have to have a brand new Mercedes because it's Christmas time. You must buy your wife a mink coat or a new diamond ring. But is that what Christmas is about? Christmas is not about what I want. Christmas is about what God has already given me. Thanks be to God for the unspeakable gift. And that's the gift that keep on giving. Because when the time was right, on God's clock, on God's calendar, when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. God sent his son because we were separated from him and there was no way back. So Jesus came to bridge that gap. He said, I am the way. And he is the only way back to God the Father. I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So tonight, if you're here and you have not accepted this gift that God has given to the world, you're living beneath your privilege. But tonight you can accept that gift by faith, by putting your trust in him, and therefore you can come back to the Father through his Son, Jesus Christ. May God bless you tonight. May heaven smile upon you, and Merry Christmas.